We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, your official coaches radio show sponsor on the Badger Sports Network. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome into the Greg Gard Show. The Wisconsin Badgers fresh off a championship last week at the Maui Invitational in Las Vegas. A win against Texas A&M last Monday, holding off Houston on Tuesday, and then coming from behind to defeat St. Mary's in the title game last Wednesday afternoon, 61-55. Johnny Davis, the MVP of the tournament, had 20.7 rebounds in that championship game. Tyler Wall, also on the all-tournament team, and well-deserved, in fact. He had 18 points, 5 boards, 4 blocks against the Gales on Wednesday, and 36 minutes of playing time, and a number of others obviously contributed to Wisconsin winning that championship. They turn the page, though, now. It's on to Atlanta, Wednesday night matchup against Georgia Tech. The tip time will be about 8:15 Central. We'll get you caught up on the Badgers. We'll also hear from Johnny Davis, Chris Vogt, and Isaac Lindsay on tonight's show. We'll take this first break, and we'll check in with Coach Gard in a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
The game changer, the momentum swinger, the event that changes everything. No, we're not talking about a game-saving play. We're talking about saving lives. The opportunity to do something truly remarkable by registering to be an organ and tissue donor. In Wisconsin alone, there are thousands of people waiting for life-changing transplants. And you can help. To learn more, visit heroicdeed.com.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Missing persons hotline.
Hello? My husband is missing.
Your husband is missing?
Yes, he's missing.
How long has he been missing?
2 days.
Interesting.
Interesting?
Have you by chance built a Cleary building recently?
How did you know?
We've had multiple reports of husbands going missing 2 days after they have a Cleary building. Why don't you check the building?
Okay. You were right. I think he's been living in it.
Well, ma'am, a Cleary building is the perfect place to store your stuff, including your husband.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
That's quite a grill you got there, Bob.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You just push a button and the top opens to put on your delicious using her sausage. Push it again and she closes up.
It's like a retractable roof.
You got it, buddy. Sunny days, leave it open. Rainy days, close it up. My brats are always perfect.
Because you got a roof?
No, because they're from Usinger's. The roof looks cool too, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Look for Usinger's famous sausage at your local grocer and make your tailgates taste great.
Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud supporter of Badger Athletics. As we get started with the Greg Gard Show tonight, Badgers fresh off their Maui Invitational Championship. A couple of off days, and now the preparation cranks up again. Actually, it started over the weekend, getting ready for the Wednesday night matchup down in Atlanta against Georgia Tech. Mentioned it before, probably a good time to get people off their feet a little bit, but man, what a growing not just opportunity, what a growing experience for your guys out in Vegas.
Yeah, I don't know if you would have asked me to script it, Matt, but when we left on last Saturday, that it could have scripted it any better in terms of what we had to overcome, what we had to face in terms of battling back, holding on to a lead, playing, you know, three good teams, and just watching, as we've mentioned many times, the fun of watching this group kind of grow up right in front of our eyes.
The level of defense played in that tournament, I mean, obviously what you guys did, what Houston builds itself on, Texas A&M, you know, St. Mary's will D up a little bit too. That was your part of the bracket, but it seemed like most of the teams packed their defense going out.
Yeah, yeah, and I think, you know, you get to this time of the year, your offense is starting to find its place and players are starting to find their identities. But defensively, this group has really embraced that end of the floor. And, you know, partly because we emphasize it and we require it. But I think they also understand just collectively how good they can be when they're connected together and how important that end of the floor is. They know that if we don't shoot it all that well, if we defend and take care of the ball, it's going to give us a chance.
And that's what happened. You talked about, you know, playing out the script. I don't know if you scripted 26-10 the wrong way there to start the game, but it was, I think you mentioned after the game, it was your defense getting that set that may have kick-started that comeback.
It did, you know, and I think I joked after the game that, you know, it was very similar to how the scout team, you know, took it to us at the start of the practice the day before. But just understanding it's a long game, 40 minutes, a lot of possessions, but we needed to, you know, catch ourselves here defensively. We were giving up too much in the open court, too many broken play, just situations where our defense couldn't get set, and we saw the result.
Last year, every TV crew that came in, and even we did early in the year, of course, we talked about the average age of your players, and now it's 3 years younger of the average age, and you played a St. Mary's team where the average age might be 32 for all I know, but not just older, but really talented in that league, or any league for that matter. To win a game like that, a down-to-the-wire game, that says a little something about the maturity of your team.
Yeah, to be able to really clamp down defensively in the second half, I thought we were really, for the most part, very good, made them really have to earn things. Tyler Wall stepped up and was terrific on Fotu in the second half, and obviously made big plays down the stretch. Johnny makes some plays, Tyler Wall hits a couple shots, and we're able to, you know, make enough plays there in the last 2-3 minutes to get that lead and hang on to it.
I think of, you know, there's obviously Johnny, there's obviously Tyler. I think of your two young, your freshman guards, Chucky Hepburn and Lauren Bowman. They were, I mean, those were guts of game moments. It was Lauren who really kind of kick-started things in the championship game, and then Chucky, you know, hitting free throws. That, you know, they're going to foul freshmen, right?
Right.
When you need to, But those guys, they didn't play like freshmen.
Yeah, I thought Lauren really got us going. You know, we were down 10 there, and he hits a three and then gets another drive to the basket and kind of kick-started us. And I think it was 37-27, and he, you know, scored five straight. So, but you're right. Just to have them in those experiences, in those moments to, you know, they got to do it sometime. So you might as well try to, you know, do it as a freshman and get through that experience. But to Chucky, too, to step to the line when we can seal it and keep it two possessions ahead was big for him to step in that moment and knock those down.
In the middle was the Houston game, a Final Four team last year, and they, you know, the roster is a little different, but they were off, you know, been off to a great start, ranked 12th when you faced them. You always every team likes to chase perfection. It's like the old Lombardi line: you chase perfection, and that can lead to excellence. Well, pretty close to a perfect half, wasn't it?
It was pretty good, yeah. I mean, it helps when the ball goes in. You know, it cures a lot of illnesses when you can make shots. And then I think we combine that with how we were defensively. Obviously, a very good team, a very athletic Houston team, mature, even with some transfers. You know, it was a good test. And then, obviously, the second half, we had to hold on for dear life. I thought, you know, we just got out of rhythm at the start. I thought we didn't touch the post as much at the start of the second half as we had done in the first half, and we got away from that a little bit, got us out of sync offensively. And obviously you expect Houston, they weren't going to quit. You knew we expected to have some fight back, and Sasser and Edwards got going a little bit and hit some tough shots, but fortunately we were able to make enough plays to finish it out down the stretch.
Yeah, you mentioned Marcus Sasser. I mean, the roster has changed, but that's a great place for Kelvin Sampson to start, that kid. And then obviously some others hit some cold-blooded shots. But I think we visited with you after the game, you know, what key play, oddly enough, the last play where they get a chance. They don't even get off a shot. That's a pretty good D. You know, Brad in there and then just enough help where they just couldn't get a look.
Yeah, and I think we go back a year ago when we played at Marquette and had a similar situation where we fouled in transition. And ironically, Brad talked about that after the game, about that was in his mind, like make them eat the clock up, but don't foul. And you probably, again, scripting it, you played it about as perfect as you could play it to make them eat those 4 seconds.
Yeah, I want to pick up on the topic of Brad Davison as we continue. Badgers get ready for Georgia Tech. That'll be an 8:15 tip Central Time down in Atlanta, part of the Big Ten ACC Challenge on Wednesday night for the Badgers. We'll take a break. More to come as we continue with the Greg Gard Show on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
This year, don't just get ready, get holiday ready with Ford. And the best place to start is at your local Ford dealer. Now is the time to get a great deal on America's undisputed leader in trucks, Ford F-Series. With all its power and technology, it's no wonder F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America for 44 straight years. Inventory is arriving daily, so get the season started off right at your Ford dealer during the Get Holiday Ready sales event. Best-selling claim based on 1977 to 2020 calendar year total sales.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub Pizza. UW basketball games are a lot like your appetite. Big, fierce, and intense. That's why it takes a bold pizza like Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizzas to be the official product of the Wisconsin Badgers. Topped with premium meats and veggies, then smothered in over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese made right here in Wisconsin, every Brewpub Pizza is a swish of delish. Score one today from your favorite local grocery store and follow us on social media at Brewpub Pizza. Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza, proud supporter of Wisconsin Athletics.
It's here, the Menards Black Friday Sale. Hurry in for best selection. Price is good through December 5th. Give the gift of power and performance with a Masterforce Boost 20-volt brushless oscillating multi-tool kit. Just $119. Plus, get a free bonus toolbox. Save on a 22-foot aluminum multi-position ladder that can be positioned in 5 different ways. Only $139 after rebate. Check out these and more amazing Black Friday deals at Menards. Available in store only while supplies last.
Save big money at Menards.
We're Rolling on with the Greg Gard Show. A little bit later, we will hear from the likes of Johnny Davis, Chris Vogt, and Isaac Lindsay as we introduce you to the players in this roster this season. Some one-on-one opportunities we had to visit with these guys. I want to ask you about Brad. You mentioned at the end of the last segment. It's fun to watch him because even on a day like Wednesday where the shots weren't dropping, you could just see him kind of coaching the floor. I use that line. They're just kind of directing traffic, mm-hmm. making sure everybody is organized. And, you know, he's a fifth-year senior. I guess you expect that. But not everyone is in that role. But he certainly is, isn't he?
Yeah, and I think what you mentioned, he didn't let his 1-for-10 impact the other parts of his game. And to be able to help those younger big guys, Steven, Ben Carlson, obviously he's being there to support Johnny as he was playing well. So it's good to see. I know I enjoy coaching this team. I know Brad really enjoys being around these guys and how they just embrace everything, how they, you know, they try to get, they understand they need to get better. It's always great when you have a group that has more questions than answers. And I think Brad senses that too, that, man, these guys are, you know, we're going to have some mistakes here and there. We got some youthfulness to us, but they're just so eager and so hungry to play well.
That was what I chatted with him briefly after the game, or maybe the next day when we were getting ready to fly home. And Brad was ecstatic. And I know you're supposed to be that way, but we also know how the world works. A lot of guys can get down. Oh, I was 1-for-10 on the bright lights. But for him, it was about winning,
right?
Which that's what it's supposed to be, isn't always, but man, it's cool to see that from your most veteran player.
It is, and when you have your most veteran player and then your, you know, probably arguably your best player in Johnny Davis, have that mindset. As Johnny said to me many times, I don't care about the accolades. He was Big Ten Player of the Week this week, I think got announced today, but he just wants to win, and he's always said that, Coach, I just want to do whatever I can do to help our team win. And Brad has the exact same mindset. So we have your two guys that are front and center for all your younger guys to watch. Modeling that goes a long ways in terms of helping, you know, our coaching staff in that locker room when they're talking about winning and not worried about me, so to speak, or themselves. That's, I think, what has made this group so unique and so fun to kind of watch grow up.
And Johnny has that knack, because in the game Wednesday against St. Mary's, got off to a really good start, and then he was quiet in terms of scoring until you really needed him in those last several minutes of the game. Every player would love to be able to do that. There aren't many who can. You have one. You have one of those who can, and one of those who may be as good as anybody in the league. We'll see.
Right.
But he is not afraid of the moment.
Now, he said, Coach, I just got tired in those minutes in between, which 3 games in 3 days. I said, how much did you have? And he goes, Coach, I didn't have much left in the tank. And I said, well, he had enough to make a couple shots down the stretch. But he's a special talent. I mean, it doesn't take a coach to tell you that. You can watch him and figure that out pretty quickly. But again, he just has such a competitive drive to him that he'll find other ways to impact the game if scoring isn't maybe what's going for him that specific moment.
And Jordan came in during this tournament and had some minutes. Carter Gilmore, you know, is a part of the rotation. It, as you have said, as Paul Chris says, it takes everyone, and it's true. And we're finding that out with your team pretty early this season.
Yeah, Ben Carlson's played big minutes because Steven and Chris have had some foul trouble. So, again, it's going to take everybody. I've really sensed that early with this team that we were going to need all hands on deck. And whether it's injuries, whether it's foul trouble, whatever the case may be, the next guy's always ready to step up, which is – and they've embraced that. They haven't just it's not just coach speaks in terms, but they understand how important everybody is.
It was a heck of a field out in Las Vegas. It'll be a heck of a field next year, the battle for Atlantis. As we speak, you're concerned more about Georgia Tech right now. But you got Butler, BYU, Kansas, Dayton. Dayton just beat Kansas in a tournament this past weekend. But that's another really good tournament. Well, great location, but really well run by those who put it on, right?
Yeah, you look at the ones that are maybe the prime ones or the premier ones. Maui and Atlantis are the two that I think if you could pick to go alternate every other year, you would go back and forth. But unfortunately, there's an NCAA rule that only allows you to go once every 4 years to that specific site. But that'll be good. The weather will be good, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And obviously the field will be terrific, and we'll look forward to that when the time comes.
But the fact that Wisconsin does get invited back again and again to those tournaments, they don't just invite anybody.
Right.
You've got to earn that right, and that says a lot about this program, doesn't it?
It does. You know, there was times when we weren't getting invited to Maui. It took us a while, you know, to even get, I don't know when we first went, 2008, 2009, 2010, mm-hmm. somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. And now we're getting invited back again. You'll win it. That helps you get invited back. But also our fan base travels. And the event organizers notice that. There's no doubt. They're obviously not doing these events for free. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to make their money too. But Wisconsin fans have been terrific in terms of their travel. I think they, much like us, they like to get out of the cold weather for a week or so and go watch some basketball and enjoy some of those warm weather spots.
It was fun. I ran into a couple former players, Jay Shell and Tom Malasky. They had, and then the families were out here. They're enjoying it. It's fun to watch them be excited about what's going on.
Yes, they both tackled me in the hotel after the St. Mary's game. They were definitely, I don't know how their wagering or their gambling expeditions went, but they were having a good time Wednesday afternoon after the game.
They said they got out here the previous Friday, too. I was going, woo, that's a long stretch, but they're gamers. They're there. They know how to get it done. We'll take a break, and we'll have more as the Badgers get ready for Georgia Tech. We'll get the coach's thoughts on the Yellow Jackets as we continue in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
This holiday season, keep bumper to bumper in mind when shopping for holiday gifts. For big gifts and little stocking stuffers, shop first at your local bumper to bumper auto parts store. This month, ATD three-piece plier sets are just $28.95, and a 12-in-1 multi-tool is just $9.95, while the Wilmar Cobb Work Light is only $7.95 this month. For stocking stuffers galore, visit your conveniently located and locally owned bumper to bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference. We get it.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matza Matt for Brew Pub Pizza. UW basketball games are a lot like your appetite. Big, fierce, and intense. That's why it takes a bold pizza like Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizzas to be the official product of the Wisconsin Badgers. Topped with premium meats and veggies, then smothered in over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese made right here in Wisconsin, every Brew Pub Pizza is a swish of delish. Score one today from your favorite local grocery store and follow us on social media at Brew Pub Pizza. Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizza, proud supporter of Wisconsin Athletics.
Neighborhood tailgates, diehard Badger fans, and rich traditions like Jump Around and the Fifth Quarter make Camp Randall Stadium one of the most unique college football venues in America. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Johnsonville Brats, Brew Pub Lotsa Matza Pizza, Pepsi, and Texas Roadhouse Peanuts. Thanks to all our official product partners for their support of UW Athletics. On Wisconsin.
It'll be the Badgers and Georgia Tech on Wednesday night down in Atlanta. Our coverage will start at 7 o'clock, tip time 8:15. Yikes, late night with the Badgers, 9:15 in the time zone that the team is going to be in. School's still in session, so they got that going for them. But a Georgia Tech team, Greg, I know that won the ACC tournament last year. A couple of key players aren't there, but a team off to a good start. Well coached, Josh Pastner, good program.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. It doesn't take you long when you turn the tape on to see how effective they are. DeVoe and Usher, two guys that played on last year's championship team, are back, and DeVoe may be as good an individual player as we've seen to this point in the season. So, Julian Schwartz is there, former Badger, as an assistant coach. So it'll be a great test for us from a standpoint of we're going to see an offensive system in the Princeton that a lot of the R guys haven't seen yet. Older guys have seen a little bit of it, not as much as when Bill Carmody was at Northwestern. We'd see it twice a year, but it's going to challenge us defensively in terms of maintaining discipline, following rules. And then, defensively, they mix and match a lot. Some 1-3-1, junk up the defense a little bit and try to get you confused and also play some man-to-man. So it's going to be a very good first true road game, you know, for a lot of these guys. So it'll be a great test for us in a good environment.
Yeah, they've gone into the portal. They've had guys in the program, a couple from USC, another from Mississippi State. You mentioned Michael DeVoe. He was playing, I guess, with a flu. He didn't start in their last game against Georgia Southern. I guess maybe he should get the flu more often. He comes off the bench and drops 26 on him, but he can pretty much get his, right? He can shoot it, but he can drive it as well.
Yeah. I mean, Badger fans have seen an up-close look at Johnny Davis and how impactful he can be. He's their version of Johnny Davis, so and more experienced. You know, he's an older guy, so left-handed, really shoots the three. You make a mistake on him, he finds a way to get to the rim. He's going to be a handful. We're going to have a great test with not only him, just how they play so well together. They'll put a lot of pressure on your defense with all the back cuts, and you know, so you got to ride that fine line between how aggressive you can be and not get over aggressive, because they'll find the weak link if you make a mistake.
I don't want to cheat here, because I know you're thinking about Georgia Tech, but the next home game will be Saturday. Seems like it's been forever. You know, this turns into a 4-game road trip, if you will, and then Marquette comes in on Saturday, and that's again those in-state games important for both. They're off to a very nice start this season as well, but again, for the growth of basketball, Bo always talked about that. Good for the state of basketball in Wisconsin. You may not have that luxury to view it that way as a coach, but big picture, I think you understand.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, anytime, obviously, we played Green Bay earlier this year, and obviously the game coming up here with Marquette. Anytime you can showcase basketball in the state, I think it's good for the youth. The coaches do a great job in our state. I actually talked to Jerry Pettigrew today, this morning, driving in. So they're off to a good start at Cuba City. But as the president of the WBCA, just kind of the overall godfather, so to speak, I guess you'd say, of the state of basketball within Wisconsin. It's always good to have these type of games and play them. I think we're one of the only schools that's not afraid. We don't duck it. You know, we go play them every year and keep rotating the Milwaukees and the Green Bays, and always have Marquette there too. So it'll be fun on Saturday.
Coach Pettigrew, this is year what, two? That's all? He's just starting out, newbie in the business, right?
Exactly, man. It's, I don't know, year 75 or whatever. He was doing a long time when I played against him, and that was a long time ago.
All the high school coaches, and I don't know what we're allowed to get into here, but you know it. I mean, a labor of love, and you get the really good ones out there, and man, the impact that they have on the young players, you know, the young men and young women,
right,
in high school basketball, it's off the charts, right?
It is, and it's just grown so much, you know, in the 30 years since I've played at that level, just the opportunities that student athletes have now, and whether it's AAU opportunities, different events, you know, they do a lot at Just a Game up in the Dells. There's a big center or two, or a complex up in the Fox Valley that students get to play at. And so it's just they travel so much and they do so much at such a young age that those opportunities that didn't exist, you know, 30, 40 years ago. And I think it's just a tribute to all the people that have put in so much time. And obviously Jerry kind of shepherds all that with the WBCA to really make basketball important in the state of Wisconsin.
How much has it grown, do you think, in the last 25, 30 years? Is the overall level of play in the state of Wisconsin?
Oh, exponentially. I mean, there was one AAU team that really traveled outside the state back in the 80s, and that was based out of Milwaukee. The rest of the state didn't have AAU. And now you go to Las Vegas in July, there'll be 50 teams from Wisconsin alone. So just the opportunities, and that's helped grow the game. There's no doubt. You get people from residents of Wisconsin playing in the Ivy League, playing out in the Dakotas. I mean, everywhere you look, there's opportunities, and fortunately, it's benefited the athletes here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's hard to beat it. You get a cold winter night, you get in those gyms for the rivalry games, a good night of high school basketball. That is fun stuff. And we will take a break. When we continue, we will check in with somebody who was pretty fair in his high school days in lacrosse, Johnny Davis, pretty fair here as well. We'll hear from Johnny in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The injured reserve list. It's where no one wants to find themselves. But we're not just talking about sports. We're talking about everyday life, when pain prevents you from doing what you love. Enter UW Health Orthopedics, the team to turn to for everything from common hip and knee pain to joint reconstruction and replacements, because their game is getting you back in the game. Call UW Health Orthopedics and Rehabilitation for a consultation. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
That's quite a grill you got there, Bob.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You just push a button and the top opens to put on your delicious using her sausage. Push it again and she closes up.
It's like a retractable roof.
You got it, buddy. Sunny days, leave it open. Rainy days, close it up. My brats are always perfect.
Because you got a roof?
No, because they're from Usinger's. The roof looks cool too, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Look for Usinger's famous sausage at your local grocer and make your tailgates taste great.
Back with the Greg Gard Show as we turn our attention to one of Coach Gard's players, and what a player he is. What a start Johnny Davis is having to his season. What a week for him and his teammates in Las Vegas en route to the Maui Invitational Championship. Johnny, of course, the MVP, dropping 21 points on Texas A&M, 30 against then 12th-ranked Houston, and then 20 in the championship game against a very good and veteran St. Mary's team, making some big plays down the stretch. It's really the theme of Johnny in that week in Las Vegas, as he's averaging 20 points per game through his five outings. Remember, he missed the Providence game. I think he might have made a difference. He's also pulled down 5.5 rebounds, has a couple of assists, played some good defense as well. Among other things, he is averaging 2 steals per game. Should also add, his brother Jordan has been helping out as well, as he has chipped in for some key moments already this season, including last week in Las Vegas. But back to Johnny. If you remember last year, most of us referred to him as Jonathan Davis, but he wanted to make that clear before the games began, simplifying it for all of us. He says, just call me Johnny. I want to go with that. I like how it sounds, and he's carving quite a niche. Is Johnny Davis here in this early portion of the season, getting more and more national attention. Good to know we can all call him Johnny, and we caught up with him here very recently. So now that we have that, it is Johnny. That's important to know. Tell us, I know you've been asked a lot about the summer and your growth and all of that, but for those who haven't heard it from you directly, what was that like, Team USA, and how do you think that can make you better, among other things that you've learned in the last year? How do you think that makes you better moving forward here?
First of all, it was a great experience. You know, it's not every day somebody can just say they won a gold medal. But I would say being over there and going to the tryouts, it had a lot to do with me building my confidence up. Especially when I made the team, I realized, you know, there was 30-some guys. There only 12 made the team, and I was one of the best guys there out of all the top talents in the country. So once I realized what I was capable of, then I just took off from there.
The guys had to see that medal right away when you got back, right?
Yeah, they was all asking me about it. I got it at the apartment right now. If they want to come see it, they can stop by.
Well, tell us, you're with these guys every day. What do you like about this group? Because I'm thinking a lot of fans don't know this group all that well. What should we know about it?
I would say the personality of these guys, more than just being players. You know, there are a lot of really great guys. You know, you got a couple comedians on the team. Guys just, you know, always, you know, looking to do something for somebody else instead of themselves.
Who are the better comedians on this team?
That's a good question. I'd have to say Carter Higginbottom.
Okay.
Carter Gilmore. And I mean, me and Chucky connect on a different level compared to some other teammates, so I'd have to say him.
Okay, good. Are there a couple guys who think they're funny, but not really?
Nah.
We
got a few shy guys on the team, but a lot of them are more outspoken.
It's interesting you talk about the personality. I remember watching these guys
watching you guys in the summer, and I think you were maybe just coming back from Team USA, it just looks like you got a ton of guys who are fighting for minutes, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, so that makes everyday practice pretty competitive.
Yeah, that makes everyday a battle. As y'all just saw, we had these little three-minute games, and, you know, we're all talking crap to each other, getting up in each other's stuff. But, you know, I love it. It means it's just making the harder you go is the harder or the better you're going to make yourself and the person you're going against.
You know, you mentioned Chucky a couple of minutes ago, and it couldn't help but be impressed with what he does defensively already as a freshman. Is that something that you guys maybe noticed fairly quickly?
Yeah, I love it. That means I don't got to, you know, be the one picking the ball up full court. I got a younger guy to do it for me. But he's also better than me at it, too. It's just his anticipation and his quickness, you know, makes him a really great defender and able to, you know, cause havoc for guys.
I know when he was, you know, working his way back, and Lauren as well, they have had you at the one a little bit. If need be, you sound like you are more than willing, right?
I was more than willing. I mean, you know, that just means I got the ball in my hands more. I'm able to make plays for myself and others. But, I mean, you know, Chucky, Lowe, those guys were, you know, they're more designed to play the one. I'm more of a wing player.
Finally, after all the preseason, the 42 days to get 30 practices in, now the games start to hit rapid fire, but that's the payoff part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it, especially now that we got fans this year. I just can't wait. I'm so excited.
How weird. I know it's an old question, but how weird was that? I mean, at first, like, even me, I was so happy for you guys you got to play. But game after game with fake crowd noise.
I mean, it really just, like, it didn't even feel like a game, really. But, you know, you just got to put all that aside and focus on the task at hand, and that's, beating the opponent that they put out there next to you.
Final thought. I know we asked you a lot about being a quarterback. Brad's a quarterback. Isaac Lindsay's a quarterback. Do I even need to ask who the best quarterback in this team is?
No, because you already know who I'm going to say.
That's Badgers sophomore Johnny Davis, whose team is getting ready for a Wednesday night matchup, Big Ten ACC Challenge, as Wisconsin heads down to Atlanta, Georgia, to take on Josh Pastner and the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Stay with us. We have more to come as we continue with the Greg Gard Show in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
This year, don't just get ready. Get holiday ready with Ford. And the best place to start is at your local Ford dealer. Now is the time to get a great deal on America's undisputed leader in trucks, Ford F-Series. With all its power and technology, it's no wonder F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America for 44 straight years. Inventory is arriving daily, so get the season started off right at your Ford dealer during the Get Holiday Ready sales event. Best-selling claim based on 1977 to 2020 calendar year total sales.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the big win, is pumping out the winners with a 95% average payout and over 140 daily jackpots. The wins are here to stay. And have you heard about the recent $1 million winners? That's right. During the month of June, two lucky guests won $1.3 and $1 million jackpots alike. What are you waiting for? Come get your big win at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Neighborhood tailgates, diehard Badger fans, and rich traditions like jump around and the fifth quarter make Camp Randall Stadium one of the most unique college football venues in America. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Johnsonville Brats, Brew Pub Latza Matza Pizza, Pepsi, and Texas Roadhouse Peanuts. Thanks to all our official product partners for their support of UW Athletics. On Wisconsin.
Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
That's quite a grill you got there, Bob.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. You just push a button and the top opens to put on your delicious using her sausage. Push it again and she closes up.
It's like a retractable roof.
You got it, buddy. Sunny days, leave it open. Rainy days, close it up. My brats are always perfect.
Because you got a roof?
No, because they're from Usinger's. The roof looks cool too, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Look for Usinger's famous sausage at your local grocer and make your tailgates taste great.
The Greg Gard Show continues, and we continue to introduce you to some of the newer faces to the Wisconsin basketball roster. And on this segment, we will focus in on Chris Vogt, the 7-footer, the grad transfer. He's from Mayfield, Kentucky. Played a couple of years with Northern Kentucky and then most recently with Cincinnati. And in his career, he has been a part of 3 regular season conference championship teams. So he knows what they look like. And he's certainly someone who has helped this team every day, be it in practice. And we've seen him a little bit in games as part of that rotation. A big, strong guy, played hurt last year and the numbers suffered 2 years ago. He had 11 points and 6 rebounds for the Bearcats, and he will get some rebounds for you, make no mistake about that. But we caught up with Chris recently and asked him about his new surroundings and how things are going. The season's just started, but you've been around these guys for a while. Has it been what you hoped for? You had the chemistry, just being able to get acclimated to a new environment?
I feel like really great chemistry with all the guys, and on and off the court, we're always hanging out, doing stuff after practice, like going out to eat, just doing whatever. And I feel like there's been a little bit of a learning curve for us. We've got a lot of young guys and a lot of new faces getting used to the system. But I feel like we definitely have all the right pieces, just got to put them together.
For you, what are some of the personal adjustments that you have to make on the floor just because of the system from Cincinnati to what the way they like to do things here? Has it been a significant change?
I wouldn't say it's been too significant. I'd say just more kind of like minor tweaks, or I've kind of had habits of what I coach to do for the last 4 years versus now what I've been told to do now. So I mean, it's not like one's right or wrong. It's kind of me getting acclimated to everything here and kind of learning like what they, because there actually is a lot of stuff that we do the same way, and just learning which things they want me to do the same way, what things are going to change.
I imagine for you it's just good to feel good, because you played through a lot of stuff last year that maybe a lot of guys, and would have been understandable, say I'm done. You didn't do that. You played through it, so this got to be pretty refreshing just to feel right.
Yeah, it feels, shoulders, knock on wood, it's been feeling a lot better, and it feels good to be able to kind of just go out there and not have to worry about that. And that was kind of the back of my head the season last year, because there was a time in January where I was just in December/January, kind of that time period where I like re-tore it, re-injured it multiple times in just the span of a few weeks, and it was just a lot of uncertainty of where I was going to finish the season or how I was going to play through it. So it just kind of feels like one less burden, one less thing to worry about this season.
What did you feel like you were all the way back? You know, not just the pain-free, but the strength back. But at what point did that feel like for you?
I'd say early in the fall session. Like, I got cleared to play live at the end of the summer, and a little rusty, just kind of getting back out there, kind of getting used to playing through contact again and playing like myself. And then I'd say kind of the early fall is when I started to kind of feel more like myself and not have to worry about my shoulder as much. It's not as much something I was thinking about while I was playing.
It seems like you have a pretty expansive skill set, but I know one thing's talking to Coach Gard, you're a big guy, but you have a nose for the ball. The ability to get offensive rebounds, is fair to say that's one of your more significant strengths?
Yeah, I'd say so. I feel like with my frame and build that I know, as I get more acclimated to the offense too, as I know where shots are going to be coming from, I just, one more area I can get better at is knowing where the ball's most likely going to come off of and get a better position to offensive rebound.
Things about you, you know what championship teams are like. You've been a part of 3 of them, like conference championship teams. Besides the obvious of talent, what do you see has been the separator with Northern Kentucky and then with Cincinnati a couple years ago?
I would say just the 3 championship teams that I was on, I would say just our bond on and off the court was just inseparable. And whenever we were between the lines, it didn't matter what was going on or what adversity, like we saw, we knew that our 5 guys on the court had each other's back, and every other guy on the bench was right there with us, cheering us on, or if it was their turn to play, they were giving their all. And so I would say just the kind of culture we had there, where it was just very selfless players.
That's one of the things I noticed. I'm not going to predict championships right now yet, but in the Providence game, because that was kind of a Murphy's Law game, right? Johnny couldn't go. You had some tough luck with a couple. You were in a tough spot with a couple fouls, and yet on a night where the shots weren't falling,
it's still, you know, you're still in the game in the final minute. That says something,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we have a lot of young and experienced guys, but we showed a lot of spurts of fight, and that's a good sign, especially this early. So what we just do now is take those spurts and make them last longer and make them last over the course of the game. And so we're consistently playing together and playing hard and, what's the right word, playing...
With a little bit of an edge.
A little bit of edge, that's what I was looking for. A little bit of edge and not on our heels as much.
That is Badgers 7-footer Chris Vogt. Stay with us. We have more to come. We'll hear from one more player on tonight's program. We'll check in with Mineral Point's own Isaac Lindsay when we continue with the Coach Guard Show in a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
They come from the basketball court and the yoga studio, from the fairway, the football field, and the five-mile running loop. They come to UW Sports Medicine, not only for injury treatment and prevention, but for programs designed to make everyday athletes better athletes. After all, it's home to some of the best doctors, physical therapists, and athletic trainers around. Call UW Health Sports Medicine to take your game to the next level. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
This year, don't just get ready. Get holiday ready with Ford. And the best place to start is at your local Ford dealer. Now is the time to get a great deal on America's undisputed leader in trucks, Ford F-Series. With all its power and technology, it's no wonder F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America for 44 straight years. Inventory is arriving daily, so get the season started off right at your Ford dealer during the Get Holiday Ready sales event. Best-selling claim based on 1977 to 2020 calendar year total sales.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matza Matt for Brew Pub Pizza. UW basketball games are a lot like your appetite. Big, fierce, and intense. That's why it takes a bold pizza like Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizzas to be the official product of the Wisconsin Badgers. Topped with premium meats and veggies, then smothered in over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese made right here in Wisconsin, every Brew Pub Pizza is a swish of delish. Score one today from your favorite local grocery store and follow us on social media at Brew Pub Pizza. Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizza, proud supporter of Wisconsin Athletics.
Missing persons hotline.
Hello? My husband is missing.
Your husband is missing?
Yes, he's missing.
How long has he been missing?
2 days.
Interesting.
Interesting?
Have you by chance built a Clary building recently?
How did you know?
We've had multiple reports of husbands going missing 2 days after they have a Clary building. Why don't you check the building?
Okay. You were right. I think he's been living in it.
Well, ma'am, a Clary building is the perfect place to store your stuff, including your husband.
Our final player interview for tonight's Greg Guard Show will be Isaac Lindsay, 6'4", out of Mineral Point, Wisconsin. Terrific high school athletic career, among other things. He was a 2-time All-State quarterback. Played at UNLV, was on the team, really didn't get a chance to get on the floor as he was rehabbing from an injury last season. Of course, with the Badgers out in Las Vegas last week, he served as a bit of an unofficial tour guide, but he did warn his teammates because of the COVID year. It wasn't like they could really get out and about a whole lot, but someone who knew the lay of the land a little bit as the Badgers went about their business winning the Maui Invitational in Las Vegas. And he's someone who's hoping to be a factor here in this Wisconsin rotation, but in the meantime, he has helped his team every day with his work on the scout team. Pretty obvious, anybody who has watched him to notice he has a high basketball IQ and a pretty decent shooting touch as well. We caught up with Isaac here recently and got his impressions of his new teammates.
As people get, a lot of people obviously in Wisconsin know you, know the name, but for those, you know, who maybe not all that familiar, has it been what you'd hope for here early, just being back, home state team, being able to play for the Badgers?
No, being a part of this has been super cool. Just running out of that tunnel has been a dream of mine. So, and I mean, obviously I want to get out on the court and help the team, but I know my role right now is to be in here and get these guys ready for each game on the scout team and do what I can and just keep taking advantage of the opportunities I get and eventually earn my way out on the court and be a part of this thing. But no, I'm really happy to be back. The fans are awesome. Like, love running out there and seeing everybody. My grandma's got seats right behind our bench, so seeing her coming off, so it's just pretty cool to be back.
I know people, again, with your story, you were one of the little Badgers. That's been a halftime feature for years and years. Were you thinking then, like, how cool would it be to be able to play here?
Yeah, I mean, I've always thought, we've had season tickets since I've been a little kid, so I've always thought that. And coming into the NJP here to do our ball handling routine before we went out on the Kohl Center and just seeing these banners up in the gym and finally getting to see myself up there is just, it's really a dream come true.
One of the things, just watching you in practice, you clearly look like you know what you're doing. You have a high basketball IQ. Has that, like, going back to the high school days, not to mention your physical skills, but has that always maybe given you a leg up on some people? You just have a real grasp of the game?
Yeah. I think I have a pretty good understanding. And when coach wants us to change something, or even in scout, we have to do something different, I think I can pick up on that pretty quick and do what they need us to do. And I think that also comes with, in high school, our high school team would always come up and watch the Badgers practice once a year. Mm-hmm. And just being able to see that, and then we'd take their drills and go back and do it for our high school. So I've been doing these drills for a long time, so it's really easy for me to pick up. And I've been around the program when Bo was here, too, just watching them do their stuff. And so I feel pretty comfortable here in this system. So.
One of the things, just talking to a lot of your teammates here, there seems like a pretty good chemistry here, and I would imagine that goes back to, you know, well before the season, the summer work, and, like, even, you know, the other night when the shots weren't falling, guys are out there doing all the little things to give you guys a chance. It seems like this could be a group that could surprise some people.
No, I definitely agree with that, and I think that what you said is key, is our chemistry as a team. I think we built that up really well during the summer. I haven't been on a team yet so far like this that I can go hang out with any guy on the team and it's not awkward at all. Like, I have fun with them. Like, we can do anything. So we have a great group of guys, and everyone, we hang out quite a bit on the weekends. Whenever we get off days, it's not go to your own place. We're usually hang out together. So I think building that chemistry over the summer and into the season has really paid off, and I think it shows, especially even in the Providence game. We didn't come out on top, but it showed our fight in that game that we weren't going to give up even though shots weren't falling.
I've always thought road trips can do that too. You can, you know, continue to build a chemistry, particularly a longer one like this. It's 3 games, 3 days, but you know, leaving a couple days early, that can be a good thing, not just from the pure basketball, but the off-court stuff too.
Yeah, I agree, and I got to experience Maui last year too at UNLV. It was in Asheville, North Carolina, but
right.
I still got to experience this road trip, the three-game thing. So, and just spending time with that team out there, I think we grew together. We didn't have much success out there, but we bounced back right away and had a win. I think just spending time with each other in the hotel and doing stuff, I think it really builds the chemistry.
All right, here's the really predictable question. I asked Johnny this because of the quarterback deal. I said, Johnny, do I even have to ask? And he said, no, because you know what I'm going to say. You're 2-time All-State now. I mean, it's like you know how to sling it a little bit, too. So I want to give you a chance to, you know, maybe pump yourself up a little bit.
All right, I got some confidence in myself. I know a lot of people know Johnny, a lot of people know Brad, but I know I went to a small school and everything, but I'm pretty confident in my football skills out there. Like you said, in the basketball, I pick things up pretty quick, so picking up a defensive football is pretty easy for me too, so I think I could compete out there with them.
Yeah, the former coach, you mentioned Bo, he prided himself on being a quarterback, a shortstop, and a point guard.
Too. I don't know if people know I was a shortstop in high school too, so I had to do that. So I was a shortstop, quarterback, and point guard for my high school team, so I've been in that role a little bit.
Yeah, no wonder you're here. It's a perfect fit.
Perfect fit.
That is Badgers guard Isaac Lindsay, our final player profile here for tonight's Coach's Show. We'll take one more break, back to wrap things up in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This holiday season, keep bumper to bumper in mind when shopping for holiday gifts. For big gifts and little stocking stuffers, shop first at your local bumper to bumper auto parts store. This month, ATD 3-piece plier sets are just $28.95, and a 12-in-1 multi-tool is just $9.95, while the Wilmar Cobb Work Light is only $7.95 this month. For stocking stuffers galore, visit your conveniently located and locally owned bumper to bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference. We get it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
neighborhood tailgates, diehard Badger fans, and rich traditions like jump around and the fifth quarter make Camp Randall Stadium one of the most unique college football venues in America. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium. Johnsonville Brats, Brew Pub Lotsa Matza Pizza, Pepsi, and Texas Roadhouse Peanuts. Thanks to all our official product partners for their support of UW Athletics. On Wisconsin.
It's here, the Menards Black Friday sale. Hurry in for best selection. Prices good through December 5th. Power all of your devices with a 30-pack of double or triple A AC Delco batteries. They're just $3.98 after rebate. Bath sets are the perfect gift to give this holiday season. Choose from Dove Men's or Axe Bath sets. They're just $7.97 each. Check out these and more amazing Black Friday deals at Menards. Available in store only while supplies last.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the week of the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Tonight you got Iowa and Virginia as we speak. And as you hear this, we hope that game in progress. Notre Dame also at Illinois. On Tuesday, among the games, Indiana will be at Syracuse, Florida State at Purdue. Boilermakers have been really impressive here in this early portion of the season. And Duke moves on to Columbus to take on Ohio State. We mentioned the Indiana and Ohio State games. Those will be the first two Big Ten opponents coming up for the Badgers next week. They'll get Indiana at the Kohl Center, and then a week from Saturday, they'll be in Columbus to take on the Buckeyes. So that two-game Big Ten start to the season before they finish the month of December with three more non-conference games. Again, our coverage tomorrow night from Atlanta begins at 7 o'clock. The tip time should be about 8:15 Central for the Badgers and the Yellow Jackets of Georgia Tech. Our thanks to Johnny Davis, Chris Vogt, Isaac Lindsay, as well as head coach Greg Gard. For Dave McCann, we'll talk to you on Wednesday night.
You've been
Mike
listening
Lucas
to the Greg Gard.
We'll talk to you Wednesday night from Atlanta on the
Monk's
Badger Sports Bar and Network.
Grill, your official coaches radio show sponsor on the Badger Sports Network. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.